Starseed Radio. We're at the top of the second hour of the show, and it's been an amazing show already. And now we're joined by Edward Twitchell Hall III, better known as Ted, talking about the Idle No More with the Native Americans and Occupy Wall Street movement he was originally involved in. And now it's mushroomed into so many amazing projects and things. Tell us about one of the newest projects that you have up and going in the New York area, because that still blows my mind, having these permaculture and urban development things. And it blows my mind because it's rare to hear about, but I love it, and that's what we need to see more of. So what's going on up in New York and the other urban areas?
I've been working with some of the core permaculturalists on the Rockaways. The most super hard hit areas after Sandy. And
wow.
PS1, which is a artist curation space that's like really high end art community in New York, is really focused heavily on sustainability. And so we have this giant Bucky Dome, and a lot of the community comes in and meets and talks about resilience and the future of the economy there. And there's apparently a whole nother, a natural gas line that's being proposed to go through the Rockaways, which is pure insanity. So a lot of the community is getting mobilized. Yeah, to stop stuff like that, but to also put in urban farms. So it seems like the best way to develop.
That just blows my mind that they would even consider something like that. Because if that thing blows up, it's going to blow up the whole city. And those things happen all the time. It's not like it doesn't happen. I mean, our system of bridges and tunnels and everything is totally overdue. I mean, you know, China and other countries are so more well developed in their trains and, you know, what they're doing with innovation like that. But it's crazy. Same thing with fracking. It blows my mind.
Yeah, there's even more. Like, I had no clue, but there's now two proposed pipelines. One's already being built, and that's the Spectra pipeline, and that does all the Marcellus Shale stuff. But New York, according to one of my collaborators, Robert Steele, he wrote Open Source Everything Manifesto. He works with the intelligence community, and he is advising all kinds of groups on city safety. And New York's like one of the least fire safe cities in the world, and we're like being forced to receive these pipelines. But at the same time, a lot of really beautiful stuff is growing out of some of the Sandy wreckage, and that's like permaculture groups working with kids, and we're doing seed bombings. We just did a whole week of like...
Yes, we're doing some seed bombings here in a week or two.
Yeah. Awesome, yeah, man. And just bioremediation and...
Seed bombing, that's what's
up.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Google it, check it out, YouTube it, see what it's about.
Yeah, it's good. That's like, I think that the sweet spot between Idle No More and Occupied is taking direct action for positive community building that's environmentally sound, but also seed bombs is an old Native American technology that was used like between walking from when Native American tribes, when they would go on migratory like hunts, they would actually like put all their seeds into cloths so that they wouldn't lose them. But and while they were walking, they would just throw seeds. And then the next year, that way, where they were walking, they could just pick fruit. And so.
On their hunting grounds. That's great.
Yeah. Either that or just where they were foraging or whatever. But, they would make these pathway forest gardens.
And isn't that great? That's the way to live. It's like you go to hunt, which is work for the tribe and your family, and you pick fruits along the way. You plan the year before. I mean, that's what we're trying to get back to, man. You know, in all reality, maybe not as simple as that, but taking it back to those principles that Americans and all the indigenous people live by.
Yeah, in harmony.
Absolutely. Well, Ted, thank you again for coming on the show always and updating us. And where can people find out more information? What website can they go to help support the cause?
They can go to aglobalpublicservant.net for my particular work. And then if you go to lakotagrandmothers.org, this is the biggest one. We need help with that, and that's sort of the spearhead of the American Idle No More movement. So
awesome.
lakotagrandmothers.org.
That's what's up. As always, Ted, thank you for coming on. We'll have you back on soon. Get us some updates, and good luck, and thank you for all the work you're doing in service. Yeah. You're doing great work. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you, guys. Keep it up.
And we'll be right back. Here's some more Michael Scalar. We have Charles Gilchrist coming up.
He was laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. And I want to thank Ted again for coming on the show. And now we're going to move to our next guest. We're going to spend almost a full hour with him on the air. He is a world-renowned sacred geometry artist, Charles Gilchrist, a mandala artist, teacher of sacred geometry. Charles showed marked artistic talents at a very early age, drawing and painting constantly. His artistic career began at the age of 4, already convinced of his life's path. Through his studies, Charles discovered the classical concepts of open-eyed meditation and began to create mandalas as a path of self-discovery, and now his work is known all over the world, and it's great to have him here. He was just here at Asheville, an event not too long ago in Black Mountain. It's good to have him back on the show and talk to him again. So with that, Charles, thank you so much for coming on. How are you?
I'm feeling really, really good. I'm having a really good day, and I'm really pleased to be here with you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And so much stuff to talk about and so many things to cover over the next hour. But I want to start off with just a quick little maybe introductory of your background, because a lot of the listeners out there may not and probably don't know who you are, because a lot of new listeners, and that will go into sacred geometry and talk about the importance of that and the history of that. But just a quick little background. I gave a little one, but more upon the how you first got into the sacred geometry.
Well, earlier you mentioned that I had known that I was an artist when I was a little boy, and I did. I saw that as a very serious assignment from deity. I thought I had been given the assignment to be an artist, and I thought that an artist was somehow connected with a spiritual process, and I was just completely determined to follow that. I didn't even know what an artist was at the time, so of course, I went to my mother and I asked my mother, you know, what's an artist, mommy? What do artists do? What does an artist do? And I had been asking these kind of difficult questions for a really long time since I could talk, and I made my parents really crazy with all my metaphysical questions. And she knew that if she didn't answer me properly, I would just ask another question, and then it would be just another round of questions and questions and questions. And so she kind of paused, and she kind of searched around in her own mental library for some kind of something to say to me that would shut me up, you know. So when she'd do that, she would always rub her temple with her forefinger, and she would close her eyes, and she'd kind of like tilt her head a little bit. And I knew she was thinking about it. Finally, she says, "Ah, Charles, an artist pursues truth and beauty." That's it. An artist pursues truth and beauty. And I don't even think that she really even, you know, necessarily believed it. I just think she just pulled it out of her memory. Some say she had a one-liner in there and she pulled it out. But when she said that to me, it just went totally home in me. And I perceived that that's exactly what an artist was supposed to do. Just discover what was truthful and what was beautiful and try to crystallize that in some kind of art form. And so that, if you understand that about me, then you pretty much know everything about me, because that's what's been driving me ever since the pursuit of truth and beauty. And it's a very long story how I got to sacred geometry, but it wasn't until I was in my early 40s that I actually discovered sacred geometry. I was back 80, 81. And when I found sacred geometry, which is an ancient discipline, I realized, this is it. This is what I've been looking for all my life. And I just I fell in love with it, and I've been completely involved ever since.
Now, when you talk about sacred geometry, there's a lot of young literates we have. We have a lot of teenagers and a lot of younger people. A lot of people may not understand that. You gave a little description of it, but sacred geometry is also found in DNA and patterns and nature. Can you talk about a little bit about that, the vastness of sacred geometry?
Well, that's the entire point. It's a completely universal language. It's one of the major languages of the universe. It's the language of form, and it's totally universal. So in other words, the root principles of geometry are sacred because they are perfect truth. They are perfectly beautiful, and they are omnipresent, omnipotent. They're everywhere. They have been always, and they will be always. So in some distant galaxy someplace, you know, billions of light years away, pi is still pi, you know, the radius of the diameter of the circle to the circumference of the circle. And that's really the essence of sacred geometry. It starts from the single point, which is the holistic reality expressed geometrically, so to speak. So I know that probably a vast majority of the people that are listening are holistically minded beings, and sacred geometry is absolutely completely linked with that concept of the universe being a single, undivided reality, a whole, the all, it's called in the Hermetic tradition. And so the single point is the first root concept, the first archetype of sacred geometry. And it's in the division of the single point, voila, the Big Bang, where unity becomes duality. That's where the universe is born, and that's where sacred geometry is born, right there, in that moment. And so instead of having one point, which is the expression of the entire universe, all of a sudden the universe decides to divide. Voila, two points, the Big Bang, the whole thing blows up, and voila, we have the entire universe. It sounds really a simplistic answer, but that's basically where it's really coming from. if you can follow me.
And you could see sacred geometry all over the world in indigenous tribes and architecture and everything a lot. And that's sort of the information or knowledge that's sort of been hidden from humanity, because there's information in the sacred geometry. There's all different, like all the stuff you talked about, the answers to the universe, the universe itself. You haven't always, I just want to back up a little and talk about because you haven't always, like you said, been into this till about your 40s. Talk about the fashion photography career you had during the 70s.
Well, that was just an extension of my search for truth and beauty. When I woke, I had a rebirthing experience when I was 30, and suddenly I had kind of been trained out of my spiritual side of me, and I've been trained to be infinitely more practical and more scientific in my thinking. And I'd become very, secular, very agnostic, and suddenly I woke back up to who I was when I was that little boy, realizing my assignment. And when that happened, I realized how incredibly ignorant I was, and I needed to be trained in a lot of areas, and one of the areas I was really interested in was women. I realized that I didn't really know much about women except what I'd been told about women, and I suddenly got really interested to try to figure out what woman was all about, and I started purposely seeking wisdom from women and searching for truth and the beauty of women, you know. So that just naturally led me as a photographer into people photography and eventually fashion photography. And I did that because I was searching for the ultimate truth, you know, the goddess energy. And that's the way I that's the process I used to learn, really. So it was an educational and exciting, fun, profitable thing to do.
as all work and life should be. And you've had so many amazing experiences as I've read your bio and looked over your work and so many different things that I've seen. You've lived in so many different places and had all these different experiences, which to me experiences how you relate to people and how you relay information. Because of that experience, it betters my radio show, your artwork, things like that, different aspects of life.
Right.
And how we communicate with each other. And you've had so many different experiences, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the Ennis Court efforts.
The Ennis Court efforts. Well, that's an interesting story. That happened in the late 90s. My wife Pamela, who was really my soulmate, I would say. She contracted breast cancer and went through a very horrific fight against that. Finally succumbed. And then, less than a year later, my mother, contracted dementia, and she ended up in this nursing, care facility. And, so the two major women in my life, I suppose you could say, both of them passed away within a few years of one another. And, at the end, my mother was in this particular establishment called Ennis Court, which is in Lakewood, Ohio. And I was going through a lot of stress, you know, delayed stress syndrome, because of the stress that you have to go through when you watch people pass and you can't do anything about it.
Sure.
So I decided to experiment with my theories about the power of sacred geometry. I decided that I would try to do a workshop with elderly people with dementia, because I believed that the geometry was so powerful that it could affect consciousness even if the left brain wasn't quite functioning properly. So
wow.
I started that.
And Charles, we have to jump to a quick commercial break. We'll jump right back into the Ennis Court efforts. Charles Gilchrist, we'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. And we're now joined by Charles Gilchrist. And we're talking, right before we went to break, we're talking about two deaths that you had related to cancer. I'm personally going through that now with my father. And it's definitely hitting a lot of people. We talked about it earlier in the show tonight, and we're talking about your NS Court efforts. So let's pick up right where you left off, which you were talking about the efforts that you've done.
Yes, I dedicated this project to my mother and to my wife, and I've been working with these elderly people for a long time, probably almost 10 years now. And I've been doing research about how sacred geometry affects people's psychology, their productivity, and their creativity. And for me, the whole process of getting involved with sacred geometry has been a gigantic healing and a centering, a calming. I assume that it would work for many, many people, and that's exactly what's happening. People are finding great centering, great healing, great grounding through the process of creating mandalas based on sacred geometric archetypes. So what I do with these people is I don't talk about sacred geometry. I just tell them that we're playing. I just show up and say, okay, we're going to play again. We're going to paint. And many of these people don't have a real firm grasp on what you would call time space in a conventional kind of a way. They get lost in time. They can't finish sentences. Sometimes they don't even remember their names. But if you put a little piece of geometry in front of them and give them a brush with some paint and tell them to play, they will play. And that's basically what I do with them. I play with them for an hour every Wednesday afternoon. And we take the best pieces that are done each week. We scan them. We have this gigantic history of this project in digital form. And the things that they make are just incredibly amazing. It's very similar to the kind of art that children make. They're so uninhibited. They're so free. And I don't put any pressure on them. I don't give them any grades. I don't tell them do this or do that. I just let them play and, help them, suggest them to them that they should continue to play. And I encourage them. And it's a wonderful thing to see them light up, you know, when sometimes they, and then for an hour they're actually being creative, productive, people. They're actually making decisions, and they're, you know, sometimes they get lost. I'll have to take this, brush out of their hand and say, hey, let's try another color. Put a different color in there. Try some yellow. Okay. Try some yellow. I think that'll work perfect. And they do. And they take off again. It's really a beautiful thing. I'm looking forward to writing a book about this and hoping to start some serious research about this in a more in depth scientific kind of way. And just one of my little projects.
And since we're talking about the mandala painting and the painting you do with other people, you have a current swastika mandala that I wanted to talk with you about. Now, as far as I know, that the swastika is a very old and ancient symbol, I think, Asian, from China, a sacred symbol. And it's been used for thousands of years. And so we're not talking about the Germany Nazi swastika, which people immediately usually relate to. So I just want to clarify that. We're obviously talking about the ancient symbol. So if you could tell us about your swastika mandala, your current project.
Well, one of the beautiful things about sacred geometry is it transcends all of our attempts to use it as a symbol. So it's energy in itself. And when you hang out with this geometry and you get beyond your preconceived notions of what it means, then it actually starts telling you what it really does mean. If you can follow that, and the swastika, yes, it's been around. It's been recognized for, you know, as you say, thousands and thousands of years, and it was always seen as an incredibly powerful dynamic form. It's a counter rotational fractal, actually, and and it's extremely powerful, graphically, very, very powerful,
Absolutely. As you
know.
Absolutely.
And so I believe that when Hitler was studying, I know that he studied the Aryan, his Aryan heritage, and he discovered this this graphic form known as the swastika, and he saw the power of it, and he simply stole it from the Jains and from the, you know, from the Aryan. His Aryan ancestors, and assigned it to this regime, which was completely, you know, completely opposite from its original meanings, which were much more about being at one with the universe, and it was very much more holistic.
Absolutely. But Hitler was a mystic and studied this stuff, and he knew about the power. And we're going to take another quick commercial break, Charles. When we get back, we're going to talk about Costa Rica, your new DVD project, and the Charles Gilchrist Foundation. So hang on right there. Here's some more Michael Scalar. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design and sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sagil filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're now joined by Charles Gilchrist. And Charles, let's jump into some amazing projects that are going on, stuff you're involved in. And you have a new DVD project and some things going on in Costa Rica and also the ARCA2 Eco Land Development efforts that are going on. So lots of things to talk about. But let's first talk about your establishment of the Charles Gilchrist Foundation. What's that about? How can people get involved with that?
That's a really good question. I'm aware that, that's happening, and my partner and manager, J. Gabriel Cavazos, is behind that whole business, and it's basically attempting to catalog my work to save it, to archive it, beyond my own embodiment. And that's basically what the goal is, and to preserve what I've done, and to preserve my words, my videos, my work, basically my sharing. That's what it's about.
Excellent. And the new DVD project you got coming up, what's going to be involved in that people can get ready for?
Well, basically, there was a point in time when I realized how powerful the internet really truly was. It was before I was even computer literate. Back in the early 90s, I realized, I had this revelation that there was some kind of a revolution happening, some kind of an expansion of the human consciousness. I could feel it back then. And I thought that I was, an intimate part of it. And I was convinced in the power of sacred geometry, and I could see all these fantastic, things coming about, and I could also could see that the sharing of information on the internet was a radical thing, and it was completely new. In fact, I believe that we are now in the middle of a new renaissance based on an expansion of consciousness and an expansion of knowledge, which has never been available to at this level on this planet. And it's very consistent with what happened in the Italian Renaissance, which was also an expansion of knowledge and expansion of consciousness, mainly due to the sharing of information. It was really linked up with the printing press, the invention of the printing press, because suddenly almost everybody could actually afford to at least read a book. Maybe they couldn't afford to own one, but many people that couldn't afford it before because of the printing press suddenly could get copies of the Bible and all these wonderful, fantastic classic writings from the past, and it just changed everything. So now here we are in that, a whole new renaissance, and I think that the internet is an integral part of that. I'm touching people all over the world that I could never have touched, 20 or 30 years ago. It's amazing. So that led me to the realization that the internet was going towards more and more and more towards video. I got involved in filmmaking. I started learning the computer. I started writing on a computer. And I started becoming a computer literate. And as I developed my skills, I started making films on sacred geometry, and over the years I've made a series of them, and now we are they're on YouTube right now, but we are making fresh versions of those videos and extended versions, and we're going to have a DVD coming out within a few months that's going to be another teaching aid. Only this will be a much higher resolution than you can get on YouTube.
It's so powerful, because as we talked about before, it's amazing, because now your work can get out to so many people, and it's so activating, so transformational, and that is the kind of stuff that we need to really raise mass consciousness, which is what we're all shooting for, because we all fire off each other, we all vibrate higher, and when we come in contact with each other with this knowledge, this consciousness, so the more of us that become more consciously aware of this, it raises it for the collective, and that's what we're shooting for, the 100th monkey effect. And
that's right.
Talking about that's what I'm doing on the radio. I've never did anything in radio in my life till 2.5 years ago when I got, the call, the download, call it what you will, to do it. Yeah. Here I am. It's just that
there you go.
Like you got activated when you were young and doing your mission, and it's amazing. So many different paths and so many different ways to bring out this consciousness. It blows my mind. It's beautiful, and that's why I have so many guests, because so many talented people, do so many amazing things to get this consciousness out. It's endless. And
I think that one of the really important things that you should consider when you think about sacred geometry is the fact that it is so completely universal that it becomes a bridge maker. Like every single human being in the world is affected by sacred geometry. They don't even realize they are, and all the great religions have recognized the power of this geometry and have used it in various kinds of ways. For instance, the Christian cross, the elevated cross, and the solar cross, the square cross, the pentagon, of course, the yin yang. There's another one, a big one. So I mean, it just never ends. And once you start seeing that sacred geometry is at the heart of all the great attempts to find spirit to merge with the creative force of the universe, and sacred geometry is the link and the bridge maker. It goes so far that I'm convinced, totally convinced, that there's an infinite number of sentient races in the universe, and I'm sure that eventually we're going to run run up against somebody from another part of the universe who wants to talk, and the thing that would allow us to talk would be our connection with geometry. I mean, everybody knows pi, you know. You can't help it. I mean, the circle is the circle. So that would be the... Go ahead.
So I was just going to say, look at all the crop circles and all the ancient, you know, things we see that have these torsion fields and these hidden, you know, new energy systems, and, you know, it's all symbols. That's communication, as you were saying. Right. There's other things like that.
Right. So, I mean, it's a very, very beautiful thing, and I have such a broad view of mankind at this point. I really don't see enemies. I just see people that are asleep that just need to wake up, you know?
Absolutely, and I think that's what we're doing. And let's jump a little bit into the Costa Rica Totem Animal Series you have going on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've always been interested in Native peoples. I'm very pagan-like in my thinking in a lot of ways, and I've studied Native peoples from all over the world, and that's one of the things that they're definitely hooked up with is the root ideas of geometry. I mean, it's just so obvious. And I mean, the oldest glyphs in the world, the oldest known glyphs in the world, are spirals. You know, which is another really powerful aspect of sacred geometry, especially the golden mean spiral, the five spiral. So it's my studies of Native peoples. There's a traditional or a universal kind of a worldwide phenomena of a very intimate connection that Native peoples have with the flora and the fauna in their particular part of the world. And those animals become really, really important, and they have a covenant with the animals in ways that we don't. And so the process of creating totems, totem animals, and clans based on totem on animal energies and names based on the qualities of animals and all kinds of things. It's all related to totem concepts. And so I am creating a series of mandalas which is based on the totem animals of the rainforest, specifically Central and South American rainforest, as a way to reconnect the necessity of saving the rainforest and the necessity of finding some kind of honest connection with animals. It's not so completely illegitimate the way it is right now in this society. And so it just moved me. I was just moved to do this, and I've done one one from Central America called Jaguar, and I'm in the middle of another one. I'm designing that right now. It's going to be based on the sea turtle. So it's a series that which could go on for the rest of my life, because there's so many incredible, you know, magical like animals in the rainforest, and I'm really eager to actually experience the rainforest in person, and to do lots of research in those kinds of environments, including interaction with Native peoples and getting the stories and things like that. It's an exciting project I've got planned.
And that's so exciting, because it's such a topic that needs to be covered. I've talked about it since the conception of the show, which is saving the Amazon, the oxygen, the lungs of the planet. If that goes, we have big problems. And it's not just the forests that are being deforested and the oxygen, but the people, the indigenous people are being wiped out. It's not just animals, it's people. Yes. They have nowhere to go. They die. These shamans are living libraries of thousands of years of information, of herbal medicines, and they're just You know, that's how they get rid of this information and knowledge, and that's, you know, so bad. And that's the news that has to get out and about everything that goes on down there, because, you know, those are the things that are the real issues, because those are the planetary issues that we all need to address.
Yeah, I just want to mention something. You triggered something in my mind. You used the word shaman. And I believe, actually, one of the things I've realized in my studies of Native peoples, and I'm a very big fan of Joseph Campbell and Carl Jung, people like that who were dealing with mythological archetypal kinds of psychologies. And these shaman, this traditional kind of a form of human experience, it's another one of those totally consistent things. And a shaman usually is a person who is somewhat retired from society in a certain kind of a way, is kind of hermetic, is kind of distant, and is searching for answers in the same similar kind of a way that I was searching for answers as a young child. And those particular types of Native peoples, they will have some kind of breakthrough of understanding if they're separated long enough from the tribe. And then when that happens, they almost immediately realize that they are actually a link from spirit to the layman. And I believe that that's what the essence of being an artist is all about, is to act as an intermediary between spirit and man, so to speak. And I think that's what we do. And
it's just a modern way
of seeing the responsibility of shamanism, and I try to express that in my work, because I think that's one of my jobs, you know, to act as this link to spirit by making things that are profoundly beautiful.
Indeed, and as I do on the radio and everything else, and that's the beauty of it, and it's such a great feeling, like when you do your service work, like I do lots of service work as much as I can always, because it's that reward, it's that karmic, you know, bond that you have with the universe, what you put out and what comes back, and there's nothing more rewarding than volunteering and doing stuff like that, on top of doing all this other amazing work, which is really helping transform humanity. What I always say.
Well,
it doesn't matter if... Go ahead.
One of the things that shaman do consistently is they create ritual. They create ritual, which then sets up the tribal members, to have some kind of a spiritual experience, you know? So that's part of it. And one of the things I'm suggesting to everyone is to get involved in sacred geometry. You don't have to worry about the mathematics of it. You don't have to worry, you know, you don't have to know anything about that. If you just hang out with it, I have free mandala templates on my website, which is charlesgilchrist.com. And you go to the sacred geometry section in there, you'll find free templates. They're designed to be downloaded and then printed out on any kind of paper you want to. And then what I'm saying is that if you hang out with these things and start playing with them, coloring them like they were a coloring book, they'll start to talk to you and they'll start to affect you in a very, very positive, powerful way. And that is the truth. That is not some pie-in-the-sky kind of an idea. That is reality. That is my reality. And that is a lot of people's reality over the period thousands of years.
Indeed. And to all the listeners out there, check out that website, charlesgilchrist.com. And I always say on the show, Charles, you got to experience this stuff for yourself. You can't just believe what we're saying or understand it or grasp it. You have to just, you know, be open and be alone or go in nature. There's so many different ways to experience source or universe, whatever you want to call it, spirit, you know, that universal energy. And it's beautiful because you do it in such a artistic way. That's real beauty. Other than, you know, the radio show, which is more, I don't know, electronic or, you know, information versus, you know, artistic, you know, painting. So it's awesome. And, we gotta take a quick commercial break, Charles, and we'll come back. We'll jump right back into your thought. And we'll just take a quick break. So here's some more Michael Scalar. We're with Charles Gilchrist. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're joined by Charles Gilchrist. And Charles, we have about 5 minutes left, and there's a few other topics I want to cover, so maybe we could just jump around a little bit quickly on a few of them. And one of them being the eco projects that are going on that you're involved with, the ARCA2 Eco Land Development Efforts. If you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm really interested in alternative off-grid kinds of living experiments, and I believe that's a really big deal. And when we can start generating enough energy so we can be, truly green, then we have a chance of passing through this dilemma that we're in the middle of, this meltdown of Gaia, so to speak. Mm. And I believe that that's a really important, idea. And I also believe that the forms of sacred geometry that were one of the major uses of sacred geometry in the whole history of the whole history is in, on an architectural level. And you see that in all kinds of incredible architectural works from different parts of the world for as long as, you know, for as long as man has been around. It's pretty exciting. Somehow we just kind of like slipped away from that. And I believe that if we were more ecologically or holistically aligned to sacred geometry in our building approaches, we would make create infinitely more functional living spaces, in turn, you know, psychologically and spiritually functional living spaces based on sacred geometry. That's
yes,
one of the goals.
And I think the man that pops my mind is Buckminster Fuller, who my father used to work with him, and I have baby pictures on Bucky's lap on the website Starseed Radio. You can check out, and
wow.
And that's why I start the show off Spaceship Earth. You know, that's what Bucky called it, doing more with less. And you know, the eco project that I'm working on developing, DomainEcoVillage.com, it's bringing that consciousness back, and I think now the energy is here to support that.
Right. So this company Arctu is based on the on one of my one-liners called "The architecture is the," sacred geometry is the architecture of the universe. So that's what Arctu stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And So the logo is based on sacred geometry really carefully, and it's actually also a blueprint to a building, to an infinite number of building possibilities. So it's really an exciting project. And again, my partner and friend and partner and manager, Jay Gable Cravassos, is at the back of that company, and he's been inspired by...
Shout out to Jay.
He's been inspired by our friendship, and he's becoming a tremendous student, tremendously good student of sacred geometry. By the way, sacred geometry could take lifetimes. You would never learn at all. So, I mean, you know, don't expect to. It's a lifelong possibility, and you would never get all the way through it. No way. I mean, I'm still learning all the time. I got 40 years into it, you know.
Like many paths, when you start dealing with energies and stuff, you know, and spirit, universal law, things like that, it's always constant information. That's the experience. That's the beauty. And you have an upcoming exhibit in Cleveland, also.
Yes, for the first time and since the '90s, I'm actually exhibiting in a gallery. I can't believe it. I was contacted
excellent.
By a man who actually talked me into it, and he's running this fantastic show called Spirit and Matter, and he's gathered together some artists that are working in the spiritual genre, and I'm one of the
excellent
one of the players.
Excellent. And your website again is Charles Gilchrist, and people can find more information about you and your prints, designer tees, all that stuff. It was a great time coming on the show. Thank you, Charles, again, and have a great night. We'll have you back soon.
Thank you very much. Loved it.
Excellent. And here's some more Michael Scalar. We'll be right back.